Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
O'clock hour on a Tuesday here on 96.5 The Fan. Mac Worry, Dusty Liggins with you this segment as we revisit sports stories that we remember from 2025 as 2026 will rein in less than 48 hours. It'll be 2026, January 1, as today is December 30th, 2025. So just 2 days left of the 2025 season. Of the year, football season, we'd like to forget, obviously, because I think this one for us starts, we were in New Orleans in February in a small studio, licking our wounds and drying our tears from one of the worst Super Bowls we'd ever witnessed. At least we were there.
Yeah, that's the I was so tired of a studio. Bob was in this weird contorted position that perfectly displayed
his junk.
His junk just to you.
I think he knew it. Men's wieners.
It was great.
Bob's bonehead raw. I was like, thanks, Bob. I get to stare at that after watching that entire game last night.
Exactly.
So that was but that was kind of like where I think our year started, right? Like I know there was stuff before that. As the Chiefs went on their like weird run all year where they're winning every game by less than one score, and then this year it's the complete opposite. But a lot of stories had everybody there. So obviously somebody's attacking your boy on the text line. Cags for rookie of the year on his
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top rated pros, see price estimates and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Debut.
Sorry.
It's fine. It's fine.
That did not mean
it's fine.
That was good text.
Yeah. So.
Hey, we swing and we miss, man.
And so did he. Quite a bit.
Yeah.
But here's the deal. Man, that was such a close catch for Puka Nacua. But again, I think if you look at the CAG story is a story of 2025. For about a month and a half, it was all we wanted to talk about, right? It was just like, what's he doing in double A? What's he going to get? When's he going to get moved to triple A? Should they bring him up to the majors? I don't know. I don't want to ruin the kid. I don't want him to come up here and think he's got to be a savior. I don't want to see him fail. And then they brought him up, and it wasn't what they thought. And Alex and Cody and I went to Springfield to watch him play. Obviously, that was a fun story of 2025 for their show. And then Alex and I go to Omaha.
I was going to say, then you went to Nebraska.
Then I drove through a tornado in St. Louis to watch this guy. I mean, risked my life, kind of, to see that man play baseball. Yeah. And it was worth it. I'd do it all over again if I could.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody says the Big Dust story was great. Yeah, that was Diana Rossini.
The Big Dust.
I asked her if she needed a husband. She quickly said, no, I'm happily married with children. Thank you. I go, but you might need like a protector down here, like a big dom. I was like, I could be your big dude.
She's so funny.
She's great.
She was great.
She might get some stuff wrong, but she does a lot right.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yeah. Somebody said, but dude, he did rake all the way through the minors with ease, so it's still such a good thing. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you had to bring him up. One of my biggest storylines in 2025, Roy McIlroy won the green jacket.
It was awesome.
I think that was one of those things where, like, I know you and your fiance aren't really, like, super into golf. Bob, I know, is not super into golf.
I was going to say, this got Hannah into golf, though.
Mm-hmm.
This was that was my storyline of the year. Hannah likes golf now.
Yeah.
I remember my
crazy.
Golf. Yeah, I know. She's, like, locked in. And this was part of it. Rory, his story.
And that was one of those, like, historic moments because every
great.
Year it was like, is he going to buckle? Uh-huh. Is he going to fade? Is he going to fall apart? Is he going to do all this stuff? Boom. Rory McIlroy wins the green jacket. To me, it was one of the biggest stories in 2025 when it comes to sports.
Yep.
Obviously, you can get into like entertainment and stuff like that because, you know, you think about that, sports betting in Missouri was legal. That happened in 2025. That's obviously more recent than anything, but that's one of those things. And, you know, I think another story that goes into this is back in April, the fall of Shedeur Sanders.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
I think that's a big story in 2025.
And the fall of Colorado, kind of.
You ask him, he'll say it's the biggest story.
Of course.
Right?
Of course.
But that was a huge story. Like, Cam Ward got drafted, nobody knew it. Travis Hunter goes number 2 overall to Jacksonville. Everybody's talking about it. And then all of a sudden, it was like, when's Shedeur go? When's Shedeur go? When's he going to go? Day 1, doesn't go. Day 2, doesn't go. Day 3, rounds, 3-5, finally goes in the last hours of the draft.
Yeah. Round
and
five.
It became the story. Mel Kiper falling on a sword for him. All these people, like, what's happening? It's like, have you, engaged with the guy? So I think that was a big one there. So I think that's, one of those things that, like, maybe you don't think about, but all of this has happened in 2025.
Yeah. I mean, the NBA playoffs were amazing.
Oklahoma City Thunder win the title.
and has, you know, obviously we'll see what happens this year and the years to come. But we could look back at 2025 and that title to say, oh, this started a dynasty. This began one of the better runs we've seen in the NBA in some time. I mean, that's the potential for what we could be seeing with the Thunder right now. And we're seeing, you know, and translate that to the end of this year and the start of this NBA season. OKC still having an amazing run and has now a budding rival with the new up-and-comer in the West, the San Antonio Spurs and Victor Wembanyama, who have now beaten the Oklahoma City Thunder three times this season. I believe the Thunder have four or five total losses all year. So, yeah, that's got to be one of the storylines of the year. The playoffs were incredible in the NBA, riddled with injuries. I think that would be the next storyline, right? Right,
yeah,
Tyrese, yep, and my Dame. Guy Tatum. Yep, Dame.
Basically all did the same injury.
Kyrie, yeah.
Wasn't it all like Achilles?
Those three were Achilles. Yep, Dame, Tatum, and yeah, exactly. And
I
Tyrese.
Think even though it's recent, Mahomes blowing out his knee is a big storyline in 2025.
Right.
Like what they say, somebody texted the other day, like if you don't think the Chiefs move the needle in sports in the NFL, its own cover story was on like ABC News the next morning. Star quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, right?
Oh, Luka traded.
That was big.
Yeah, it was huge.
That was right at the start of the year because we were next to that Dallas radio station. Yeah. They were devastated. They
felt so
bad. We're all going to the Super Bowl. We're going to Radio Row. It's like three of these guys first time.
Yes.
And they got there like, I don't care about Super
They're
Bowl.
They're like, nope.
You remember that one guy that bet on all three or it was like four major champions?
Oh, yes.
Right? And he didn't hedge. He was outside smoking cigs, getting cocky. And he had what? He had the Eagles. He had the Eagles. Who won the title before
the Eagles?
He
had the Thunder. He had...
Because the Thunder would have not have won the title yet, would they?
Because it was NHL that he messed up, right?
He missed Edmonton.
Yeah, God. No, he got Thunder, but you're right. It was at the same time. So it was Edmonton that he missed.
Yeah, because he had the Eagles, he had the Dodgers,
yep.
And he had Edmonton and the Thunder. And all had hit. And that can't be right, though, because the Thunder won the title in June of this year. So it would have been like...
They were going on at the same time because... Yeah, because we were kind of like, oh, well, if the Pacers win this game, then he should... Yeah, so it was like both of those...
And then Florida won back-to-back titles in the NHL and ruined... And he could have cashed out.
He could have cashed for like a lot of money.
You just don't cash out. You just have to let it ride. It's just gambling. That's what it is. Yeah, and then Danny Matthews got married.
Oh, yes. And you guys were at the wedding.
Baker doesn't want to leave.
So
great venue for that. And then the biggest story of 2025 locally.
Yep.
The Kansas City Chiefs moved to Kansas.
Yeah.
And gone to wrap those two together.
Yeah, with possibly, the boys in blue falling. We'll see if that's a big story in 2026. I'm sure it will be something we talk about.
Yeah. Yeah, it was an arrogant kid. I say kid, young man. He was like in his like early 20s and he was out at the bars like, they're like, dude, you can cash out. You could cash out for like, what was it, like $100,000?
At least. Part of me remembers $200K.
Somebody brings up the Ohtani betting scandal. I think that was a couple years ago. I thought the scandal this year was the housing department.
Mm-hmm.
Like he had the Florida home or whatever it was. It was like all of a sudden, like there was some scandal in that.
Oh, was this year Turbo Bats for a week?
Yeah,
we
had the Turbo Bats at the beginning of the year.
Scandal.
In early March, early April.
Yep. Oh, Kelsey and Gage. There we go. From the 314. Huge story. That's not just locally. That was a big global national story, at least.
From the 816. Dusty, did you ever get Cags' bathwater? Figured need a pick me up after hearing the Chiefs finalize their move to Kansas. Restraining order. Can't do it.
Yep.
Because I own a credential. I cannot ask for autographs or bathwater. It's in also that category. Someone mentions, drafting Josh Simmons and then the disappearance of Josh Simmons. That was a big story. Not that it's any of our business to know the actual truth of what it was. Maybe it will come out eventually. But that was a big story in sports for the Kansas City Chiefs. Your starting rookie left tackle is, you know, got to go somewhere else to figure something out. That was a big story. And then the NBA betting. Solid one.
Oh,
six.
My God.
Chauncey.
Huge.
Right? Tyronn Lue's involved. You guys are wearing Meta glasses.
Yeah. Oh. That was insane. Completely rigged. Yep.
Torpedo bats, not turbo bats. It's turbo time.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh. We also had the novelties getting thrown on the court at WNBA games.
Yes.
People were just throwing wangers on the court.
Yeah, that happened multiple times.
Oh, that was crazy. Phillip Rivers is back.
That was a great story to end the year.
Joe Flacco played for two teams. and started.
Yeah.
And then was frozen well on the sideline, yeah, watching Joe Burrow tell a weird story with
that
his
tongue.
That
was so weird.
Don't know what that was about.
AI?
I don't know what's going on, but Joe Flacco just looked like he was frozen in time. Like that guy in...
Before halftime. Oh, look out. Something just came onto the floor. An object that just flew in as the free throw was being made. And it looked like that hit a player, too.
Can't do that.
An object.
Can't do that.
Don't mind.
There it is. There's Diana.
I found it.
Don't mind.
That's right. You better believe it.
And we had one of the best takes, it seems, of all time, I think, this year, too. Travis Hunter will be one of the biggest busts in NFL history. We'll see.
Somebody says, LeBron flopped 08.
A good one.
Yeah. Then there was like, this is also true. There were multiple stories of people taking sports apparel and stuff from athletes' homes. Remember Kelsey Mahomes' house got broken into?
Still a problem.
The WNBA lady, was it Paige? Was it Buechers?
Was it Paige Beckers? Yeah. Might have been her.
Something like that. Greg Biffle, obviously, RIP.
I think even locally, if I'm not mistaken, and I could be getting this wrong, but I'm fairly certain it was Jalen Watson who actually just had his house burglarized. Yeah, here locally that just happened. So, yeah, that's been a problem with athletes all year. I mean, obviously the Joe Burrow stuff. Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's we got to figure that out.
Yeah. And then you had the Kauai Tree Company with Ballmer. That's it. Dude, I'm telling you, like
aspiration.
Everybody remembers certain things differently.
Yes.
Whereas like we just start teeing off and then everybody's like, dude, also, you remember this? Like, you remember who won the national title in college basketball? Yeah, Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
God, like, yes.
Your Vols were in the Final Four.
Yeah,
we were. We had Ron Slay on the show.
Hell yes.
Oh, man.
Hell yes.
Golly.
Once college basketball heats up, we can get Slay back on.
Oh, we should.
100%.
I would hope, you know.
He's the man.
So, I mean, you know, you also had, what was the, we had some good audio, right? We had one of these. I think it's what you said, the pullout game. I mean, they don't, never. I don't know what I'm saying right there.
What?
That's right. That's all 2025. And then, yeah, you had the, what was it? Dodgers Toronto.
One of the best World Series ever.
Somebody says they watched Game 7 from the Hollywood Casino in the sportsbook room, and everybody else's emotion just high and low, doing all that sort of stuff.
That's awesome. That's a cool experience.
Continue to bring them in. We'll talk to Dana Hughes on the other side here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
This is Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear from ESPN's Nate Taylor every Thursday at 8:20, right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. You hear them on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Danon Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
Set up the theatricals for Danon Hughes here on 96.5 The Fan. As always, it is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue. And also brought to you by Flight by Yuengling, the next generation of light beer. Some other texts that came in of sports storylines of 2025 before we get to Danon. If we get to Danon. Yeah, season's over. You know? Someone says, oatmeal raisin. That's one. That's fun. And then the Caitlin Clark card that got pulled by Gold, the one of one. That was nice. Remember when George Karlaftis got signed in 2025? Remember when they brought back, Kareem Hunt in 2025? Somebody goes, we're fast. Awesome. Frank White completed the biggest heel turn in the history of Kansas City and then got fired. Big storyline. Sports related, right? A lot of people made their voice evidently obvious and clear about how they felt about one Mr. Frank White. Recalled, I think is what that was. Total recall. Great movie, by the way. So yeah, 2025 was an interesting year, because it is crazy to think that all that sports gambling stuff happened with the NBA. I've still yet to bet on the NBA. Props to you for those of you that trust it, but not a chance.
Quite literally, props to you.
Fair. Are you still betting NBA?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you're locked in.
Yeah, come on.
You're locked in.
I mean, I didn't think my Celtics are good. They're actually fun. Jaylen Brown's been a top 10 player. Yeah, I'm kind of locked in. It's been a fun season for me.
Yeah. So if we missed anything, 913-586-7965, top storylines of 2025. Scotty Scheffler continues dominance. see, what is that guy's name? Alcatraz? Not Alcatraz. That's a prison in San Francisco. Somebody says Joey Chestnut won again. Also, Joey Chestnut in Bourbon Street with you and I and Bob and Kling. We tried to get him to talk to Jay Binkley on the phone. He was wanting us to take selfies with him. We both declined each other's offers. We don't want to take a selfie with you. He didn't want to talk to Jay. We're like, dude, this guy idolizes you. He's played your hot dog announcement all the time. So it's just one of those things. We continue to struggle with getting a hold of Dana Hughes. We'll just pass on that. We'll punt on that. Let's talk football for a little bit, because the Chargers are going to bench Justin Herbert. So Denver potentially could walk right into the one seed. Now, they've already won the AFC West. They are currently the two seed, and Buffalo would have to lose against Miami. I'm sorry. Patriots would have to lose against Miami, I think is who they play in Week 18. That's not happening. Mm. But do the Patriots necessarily have to play their starters because they kind of have to win? Or is it one of those? Now, this is the fortunate thing about the NFL, right, as opposed to baseball. If Drake May goes out there and spots him 17 points and they start the second half, you can just, like, put all your starters away.
Yeah.
And if the game starts to get kind of funky and junky and spitting hot fire, then you could reinsert them into the game and take control of what you want to do. Because we had this conversation early. Drake May, now the heavy, heavy favorite to win the MVP.
Oh, yeah.
After Matthew Stafford's puke job of a game last night, losing to Raheem Morris in Atlanta. If you had any doubt that Raheem Morris was going to be the coach next year, that's gone. Those guys had nothing to play for.
Yeah, exactly. They stuck with him.
And then you like look at it and you're like, well, then where was this all year? Well, Bijan Robinson's 93-yard touchdown run helps, and a pick six helps, right?
Huge.
Two scores on two plays in that game. So Justin Herbert not going to play for the Chargers. You agree with this move?
Yes.
Like, you can't really move yourself up any way, shape, or form. You kind of know what you have. Playoffs mean more than the end of the regular season. Just be healthy and good to go. If there's anybody that needs a day, yes. It's him or it's Josh Allen.
Yeah, and either situation, I'm benching right. Those guys. I don't care about moving up a seed. I can't win my division. I can't have a bye week. I'm going to have to go on the road. And at this point, like, this is just always my mindset. If I'm like really trying to go the distance, I'm going to have to beat whoever I play. So I'm not really thinking like, oh, but then this team and this team, like if I can get a bye week or if I can get home field advantage, absolutely. It's worth it to go out there and try and win that game.
And who is Allen's backup?
Mitch Trubisky.
Okay. So you think he could beat the Jets?
Yes. 100%. Okay. That's the thing. It's the Jets.
And what, they can't be the one seed. They can't be a top four seed.
Nope.
So they can, and they can't be a five seed.
No. That's
so
the
they're
thing.
Only six or seven.
They're 6-7. They're
literally.
They're going on the road. They're going to play one of, you know, either the two seed, which is going to be the Broncos or Pats, or they're going to play that three seed, which would be the Jaguars or mm-hmm. the Texans. So they're going to play one of those four teams on the road. There's really no ifs, ands, buts about it. And that's the same case for the Chargers.
Yeah.
They're going to be that 6 or 7 seed, and they're going to play one of those four teams. So at this point, like, and it doesn't matter, right, where you play, who you play, if you don't have your quarterback. I need them healthy. So, yeah, sit them.
It's essentially like their bye week.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't hate it.
No, I think it's the right decision. Because
prevail? Like, I would assume that Jacksonville's not going to play. Well, they have to win. They have to play.
They can win their division slash lose their division.
And then they would be the five seed.
Yes. And you want in 4 and 5.
That's who the 3 or 5 is going to be is the winner of the South, right?
Yes.
Because the 4 seed, no matter what, will be the winner of the North.
Yes.
The 1 and 2 seeds are going to be Denver or it's going to be
New
Patriots.
England. Yep.
And then the only other two are the 6 or 7 seed
yes.
or the 3 and 5. So really, it's like, are you going to be the 7 seed with Buffalo or are you going to be the 6 seed?
Yes.
And that's it.
And that's really
you're
it.
Playing the 3 seed or you're playing the 2 seed. So really, a win would be beneficial because you wouldn't go to Denver or New England. You would instead go to Jacksonville or Houston.
But like,
and we just saw what happened when they played Houston with Justin Herbert. It was not good.
Sure, exactly. That's the thing. Like, well, that brings up the question: which would you rather go to? Like, I'm almost okay with going to Denver or New England as the seventh seed.
Somebody says Chargers know the Broncos are getting bounced first game, so it doesn't matter what the seed is. Would love that.
Would love that. If they play the Bills, absolutely. Hell, if they play the Chargers, who knows? Which could definitely be the matchup, one of those two teams.
Let me
right?
ask you this question. If Denver gets beat in the first round, whose narrative changes dramatically most? Bo Nix or Sean Payton?
Probably Bo Nix.
That'd be back-to-back years getting bounced in the first round. You could give them a little bit of a pass last year where maybe they exceeded expectations and they played a Buffalo team on the road and they got absolutely spanked. But then this year, what's the excuse? Like, would it be like, okay, maybe Sean Payton's lost in the playoffs or maybe Bo Nix isn't that guy? Because I'd assume people in Denver are riding high about both of those men.
100%.
One loss in the playoffs, because there's just so many like legacy lines that start in this year's playoffs. You could start with Josh Allen, right? Can you get to the Super Bowl without Mahomes, Burrow, and possibly Lamar in the playoffs? You go to Drake May, you're the new bell of the ball. You're the MVP. Mm-hmm. You got the Patriots dynasty maybe kind of coming back. Obviously not a dynasty yet. You got a lot of years to go, but you've got that franchise that had such that historic time with Brady and Belichick that maybe now you're starting a new era with Vrabel and May. Herbert, can he win a playoff game? Trevor Lawrence, is he Trevor Lawrence that we've seen for the last month going into the playoffs? And then there's Denver, right? Can Nix and Payton be this team where they won the West, they dominated teams in the West, and now they're going to go into a season where a lot of the narrative with Denver is, I don't know if they're a true team. They've got a really good defense. They've got questionable offensive players. Good guys, Sutton, Ingram, Nix,
yeah.
Whoever.
It's all right.
Harvey. But, like, can they get past round one? And I'm really interested to see whose narrative changes more when it comes to if they were to lose in the first round. But none of that matters, because the only thing that matters right now is one word.
One word.
His name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One. Two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
And that was Dane and Hughes, brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas City. Discover the benefit of blue, and also brought to you by Flight by Yingling, the next generation of light beer.
Yeah, he texted me, tried to call us. I tried to call him. It was just whatever technical difficulties with our phone this morning. So by no
worries,
fault
Dane.
Of him.
Oh.
Speaking of.
He's mad at me. No, we've had phone issues with Danon for like the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, what is going on?
Okay, it's definitely our side.
Let's do it.
This man's going to come in here like Stone Cold Steve Austin at Backlash.
You hear him on game days in the booth.
Quickly, they get chunky and funky with stretching the field vertically.
And Thursday nights at 6 during Players Only.
Spitfire, hot fire take.
Here's Chiefs Radio Network color analyst, Dane Hughes, on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Because see, now this reminds me of like when Vince McMahon thinks that he's got the event, and you hear the glass shatter, and it comes out as Stone Cold Steve Austin. And now you just hear the glass shatter, and it's Dane Hughes going, "Not just a damn minute, Dustman.
Hello,
we got something to talk about." As Dane Hughes joins us. Dane, how you doing, brother?
Doing all right, man. And how about this whole dynamic of us not being able to be connected on the phone during this losing season? It seems like everything is crumbling. The Chiefs season is down the drain. People in Missouri are upset. And we can't get a connection on the phone in time for my segment. It's just apropos for the year, I guess. 2025, let's put it behind us.
Thanks for joining the show, Dane. We'll talk to you next week. I'm kidding. Hey, man, New Year's resolutions. I'm sure you have some. I don't know if you and the wife do that every year, if you've got like something you want to try differently. Mine this year is reading more books. Not the audio books, but actually like hand to paper, eye to word type of books, cover to cover. That's my number one New Year's resolution. Do you have any?
I do not. I haven't had a resolution. I don't know when the last time I even thought about a resolution. For me, I just want some peace of mind, mm-hmm. generally. You know, you got a lot of stuff that goes on in the world, in life, and work, and, you know, family, and so on. And, you know, just haven't felt the same kind of peace that I've felt in the past. So I guess if I had a resolution, that would be it.
If you could give the Chiefs a New Year's resolution for 2026, what would that be?
Ooh. Gosh, that's a great question. I would just say, I mean, I don't know if I would give them a resolution as opposed to a wish list. I'm looking for a bigger receiver. I'm looking for a four down lineman pass rush threat. And wishing that in 2026 we cause more turnovers on defense. I guess those would be the three that just come to the forefront of my mind.
No, I like that. With that pick they're going to have close between 9 and 13, you want that to be the big-bodied receiver? Do you want that to be an edge rusher, or do you want that to be a running back?
Well, it was interesting because I saw a tweet yesterday, and I screenshotted it for my show next week, which will be the last players-only show, which will be after the Raiders game. But it listed all of, or what seemed to be all of the top running backs, or most of them in the NFL, and none of them being first-round picks. Now, I'm sure there are first-round picks that are out there that have been more than serviceable at the running back position, but James Cook, Derrick Henry, A-Chain, Breece Hall, Williams, Kyron Williams.
That daddy you DeAndre saw last Swift, night.
Yeah, all of these guys being second round, third round, fourth round, fifth round picks, undrafted free agents, et cetera. So I wouldn't say running back is necessary. If you can find, like I think about dominant interior D linemen like Jalen Carter, and you look at how Philadelphia went after it and got two Georgia teammates, basically, and now they're wreaking havoc. Every single time you break the huddle, you have to account for somebody on the inside that you cannot afford to single team. So if depending on how things shake out with the draft, I would say interior D linemen would not be mad at that pick. But at the same time, if there's a tall, physical receiver that can high point balls and work outside the numbers and run the actual route tree, I would be cool with that too.
Yeah, I don't know if you've had a chance to look. Obviously, we haven't dove in that far, but Carnell Tate's a guy that Jay Binkley's mentioned to us, Ohio State wide receiver, 6'2 long. I don't know if you've gotten to watch him. Would he be that big-bodied guy you're thinking of? Or?
Yeah, I've actually watched him a little bit. I am not 100% sure about his ability to separate some of the guys, and that's the one thing you have to be wary of is when you have the longer guys, are they long striders that can pull away from guys and still be a deep threat? Because if you're not a deep threat, then you're kind of relegated to corners just squatting down on you and basically saying you're not going to run hooks and digs and so on against me. So I would have to see a little bit more of his ability to stretch the field outside the numbers. And when I say outside the numbers and the route tree for the listeners, it is, you know, there is a literal route tree when you are referencing it. It's from 0 through 9. And the routes, out routes, hitch routes, post routes, hook routes, slants, all of those routes that are literally you line up outside the numbers. And that's why I've always been a fan. When you think about history and wide receivers, I am team Terrell Owens over team Randy Moss. I am team Marvin Harrison over several receivers. I'm team Isaac Bruce. These are guys, obviously Jerry Rice. Those are guys that when you watch their highlights, it wasn't necessary that they had to run in motion. It wasn't necessary that they needed to create mismatches with shifts and all that. They lined up outside the numbers, and Marvin Harrison was a perfect example. He lined up on the right side of the field for like seasons, like not just games, for entire seasons. He just lined up outside the numbers. Peyton Manning, you know, gestured, most, you know, did different audibles to him, and he ran routes outside the numbers, and he won. Like, that's to me, as a former wide receiver and what I would think is a purist of the position, that's what I think is domination. It's not just being a one-trick pony or needing schemes to get you open.
Dana, we do this segment later today. It's called Start Bench Cuts. So since you just mentioned what your prototype favorite type receiver is, I'll give you these three guys, start bench cut. Calvin Johnson, Andre Johnson, Terrell Owens.
Start bench cut. I would probably bench Andre. I would likely start I guess I would go after T.O., I guess, Calvin. Again, nothing against him. Anytime you can garner double coverage at the line of scrimmage, mm-hmm. like you're a flyer or a gunner, mm-hmm. that tells you that's something. But I just always appreciated. I didn't go for all the antics of T.O., mm-hmm. but I always appreciated that, like, tough catches, cross the middle, in traffic, shallow crosses, post routes, hook routes, everything, runs after catch, physical, you know, stiff arms, like all of that, the complete game blocking, like in the run game, like if you watched the game, and this is why I love being the color analyst for the Chiefs. I love being in the booth. I love having a platform to break down the game. Because there's so much that goes on in the game where I think the general fan, and nothing against them, they watch the ball, they see the highlight-esque type of plays, but all the nuances of releases and top of the route sticks and separation and hand placement and where your eyes are, how quickly your head gets around, you know, how do you break off your routes? All of that, all the football nerdisms mm-hmm. that I'm sure Binkley knows about and a lot of guys know about, but that's the part that I love about the game. So, and I watch that about T.O. Probably more than any other guy.
Nothing that's not shy or anything, something you hate about the game is the Vegas Raiders this weekend. Obviously, it's the Raiders, it's the Chiefs. It doesn't mean a whole lot. Obviously, you can talk about incentives, all that sort of stuff, but for you personally, are you team, I don't really mind what happens because they're going to get a pick, and if they lose, it's better. If they win, it's still kind of in the same realm. Or is it like, nah, man, like, F the Raiders, go out there and win?
Are you talking to my head or my heart?
Your heart.
Because, I mean, it's in my heart.
Yeah.
Says always beat the Raiders whenever possible. And if we played them 10 times a season, beat them all 10. My head kind of says, you know what, draft pick position, we're not in the playoffs. I can understand going into the game and being on that bus and being on the team plane this coming weekend. Like, I want to win just like I'm sure everybody else on that bus does as well. And all, but at the same time, from a business standpoint, from a positioning standpoint, I would not necessarily be mad in either direction. Like, I don't have any affection at all for the Raiders at all. So beating them would be great, but I also understand the opposite.
I got you. Well, hey, man, peace be with you, and enjoy the new year with yours and your family and all that, and get that peace of mind, my man. You deserve it.
I appreciate it, brother. You guys have a safe, healthy, and happy new year, and be blessed as well. And look forward to talking to you, wrapping things up for the season next week. How about that?
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Danon.
All right, guys.
That's Danon Hughes coming in. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into One Word with Mac Morey here on 96.5 The Fan, Euro, Kansas City Sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues. One word.
First name is blank, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Hey, so good you're here twice. Hey, you know a rule I'd like to see change in the NFL? Press conference at the end of games for the head referee.
Yes. Yes.
Never's going to happen.
Every sport.
Never going to happen, but the head official should have to have a media obligation like the quarterback and head coaches do.
100%.
Hey, Ted called a play at the end of the game. Could you imagine a referee having to do a press conference after that Pittsburgh and Detroit game? So what was going through the motions when you have that whole display? Next question. No.
Sorry.
Oh, that'd be amazing if they would do something like
that. That'd be great. Yeah, we should do rule changes again. There's just so many good ideas for rule changes, some of which realistic, some of which not. But either way, they're both great. All right, let's do some one-word stuff. We talked yesterday about NBA, NCAA eligibility, NIL, coaches poaching NBA players who had actually played real minutes in pro basketball back to college. That's happening now. It's happened a few times. We played audio of Michigan State, longtime Michigan State head coach Tom Izzo, basically calling out the coaches, calling out NCAA, and called out Scott Drew, said I need to call him. Scott Drew, one of these perpetrators of poaching NBA players. This is Scott Drew's comments yesterday in response to Tom Izzo and these accusations.
Well, first, Coach Izzo and I are friends. I got a lot of respect for him. Great conversation. As he said, most coaches are 99% aligned on things that we would like to see done with our game. At the same time, from my knowledge, until we get to collective bargaining, I don't think we can come up with rules that are agreeable or enforceable. And until that, I think all of us are got to be ready to adjust and adapt to what's out there. Early on, when it first came out with G League players, I wasn't in favor of that either. But again, we don't make the rules. And as we find out about things, we're always going to adapt to put our program in the best position to be successful, because that's what we get paid to do.
Scott Drew says, well, I don't think murdering people should be allowed, but it is. Sorry, it is. It is.
I didn't know that's what he said. what did we say our one word was? Gaslight?
Yeah, gaslight.
I mean, there's a flaw in the system. He found it. If you can't beat him, join him.
I guess.
Until they take it away. I mean, why not? You know what this reminds me of? Torpedo bats. Everybody can do it. Who can do it and execute it? Scott Drew seems to know what he's doing. He knows the flaw in the system. It is what it is, but it is a little bit like, you know, we talked about it, and I was totally against it, but, you know, all of a sudden I got this 7'2" player on my lap that said, I'll play here, and I got a chance to do it again because his only title is in the bubble.
It's true. He's battling the...
And he was like one of the first guys to really hit that transfer portal. Because I think when Baylor won the title, I could be wrong, but like four of the five starters were all transfer athletes.
I do remember that. Yeah, they were older transfer
guys. Like
there
were none of his dudes. As opposed to guys like Hurley, who do the system of old school, you know, get them, develop them, and then keep them for 3 to 4 years. College basketball is a mess. It's a dying sport, and this isn't helping.
From college basketball to college football, Eli Drinkwitz and Mizzou went 8-5 on the year. Not exactly the season that Mizzou fans and Mizzou players were hoping for. SEC Mike, their podcast, discussed Eli Drinkwitz, basically called this season a failure. Here it is.
Man, it was pathetic. It was lethargic. It was one of the worst offensive performances I've ever seen come from a Mizzou Eli Drinkwitz football game. It blew my mind.
Oh, wait, excuse me. Huge correction. Not the best roster. Most talented roster.
Most talented roster in the SEC is the claim that they were trying to make. I don't know if that I would agree with that. But either way, they were saying there's a lot of good players on this team. 8-5 wasn't good enough. And I know before the season, you were harping a little bit critical of Eli Drinkwitz and the standard that he set, and maybe not meeting it, not breaking through. One word, Dusty, on Eli Drinkwitz, where you're at?
Yeah, my one word would be confused. Obviously, Pabula transferred, so he's out of the bowl game. He had an injury before that. He also said that we shouldn't just base it on if you make the college football playoffs, you succeed. If you don't, you fail. The season's over. Well, you played Virginia in a bowl game where I think you probably should have won. The best player on your team, Ahmad Hardy, doesn't get the ball on a crucial play, and you let your quarterback run to the outside Ahmad Hardy's not even on the field, yep. and he doesn't even stretch the ball over the first down. And then we get the shot of him and Hardy on the sideline, and Ahmad Hardy's like, dude,
why wasn't
give
I? Yeah.
me the effing ball.
Yep.
And then if you want to praise that it's about winning out throughout your season and continuing to play through and continuing to be there, then you should have won this game against Virginia, and you could have won that game against Virginia, and you did not. So I will tell you this, Eli, your seat, even though you were extended this year, is going to be scrutinized. Not hot. It's not, you know, get him out of here. But, man, you talk a lot of talk. You recruit a lot of recruit. You don't really sell us on being solidified as a coach we trust when it comes to the game, because it's like this every game. If you watch Mizzou football where they're down and their offense looks suspect, it's like all of a sudden the last drive when they need 7 points, it happened against Alabama. It's like, where were these plays all game? And you can say, well, Dusty, if you watch ball, you'll understand that the system, the protection systems are different. The defenses are different. Then adjust to that. But yeah, there's some flaws in the Eli system that need to be fixed, because I think there are a lot of Mizzou fans that I know and that I know that are on the text line that aren't 100% all in with Eli, and I don't think they ever have been. And that was my biggest knock on him at the start of this year. Prove it.
Yep.
Do it. Luther Burden's in the NFL. Yep. You recruited that kid. Theo Weiss is in the NFL. You recruited that kid. There are NFL talented players on this roster, guys that you're finding from small schools like an Ahmad Hardy and turning them into a dynamite college running back, and then you don't use him when you need him the most. Confused him.
Yeah, I'd go from the Mizzou perspective and say patience / panic. Didn't need to extend Eli Drinkwitz, but you were looking at the coaching carousel in college football and said, we're not going to have anything. We're going to be screwed if we don't have Eli Drinkwitz. Yeah, maybe. If he left for Penn State or left for LSU or left for one of those jobs that he was in contention for, yeah, maybe you'd be screwed for a season. Then you'd find someone else, because there's a lot of coaches in college football. A lot. And you may have found someone even better. You may have found your Colin Klein. Who knows? Maybe someone had come back. And instead, you've got this guy who, in my opinion, another one word, mid. Eli Drinkwitz is a 7-9 coach in the SEC, and that's what he is. And that's what Mizzou has to look forward to, in my opinion, for the next few years. Last one here on the
one
Chiefs
word is
defense.
Ouch to that.
I
get it.
This is
tough,
man. I would say the same with the Vols and Josh Heupel right now. That I am not happy with the standard that Josh Heupel set, and I would say we're in similar boats. So I get it. The Chiefs, get ready for this. Talk about ouch. Only defense in the NFL this season that doesn't have a save, which is defined as upholding a one-score lead in the fourth quarter or overtime, right? You're up one score at the end of the game, and you hold it down. Cleveland had its first versus the Steelers. The Bills have 7 saves, and they have 0 blown leads to all of the teams. The Chiefs have 0 saves, 3 blown leads. One word.
Break. One word. Pitalico. That was a former closer for the Royals, Ricky Pitalico. And he couldn't close games, and he was a terrible closer.
There you go. It's a good one.
They don't have a reliever. They don't have that savior.
Yeah.
My one word would be Spags. Figure that out.
It's on
because
you.
Because that's your baby. That's what's been your prized possession. But that's an insane stat. They have 0 saves, and they've blown 3 games. Because what have we seen? 3rd-and-16 last year. You're like, all right, game's over. Go. I'll take another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I'll go get it. You guys, whatever.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And this year, it's like, well, I don't know. That's insane.
Yeah, it's huge. Sucks. Only team.
Damn. Somebody says BBL stinky.
BBL stinky.
That was created in 2025.
There we go.
Sports headline.
Hell yeah.
I don't know what other headlines you can do outside of sports. Feel free to chime in all day. 913-586-7965. We'll get back to some more storylines of the year. Plus, who is this game more important to? We'll discuss who they are on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Nick Bolton, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? snag an electric fireplace, and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.